Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Debt ceiling solution goes to Congress.
The agreement also represents a compromise, which means no one got everything they want.
Remembering lives lost in war.
We just want to pay a debt of gratitude to those individuals.
Looking for survivors in Iowa building collapse.
Trying to find people and trying to get them out.
Good morning, I'm Peter King with the CBS World News Roundup. President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy say the budget deal that keeps the U.S. out of default is a good deal for Americans. Now it's up to Congress to decide whether it should go through. CBS News correspondent Scott McFarland says there are some real challenges ahead.
The deal prevents cuts to Social Security and Medicare, as well as the military and veterans programs. It also claws back funding from the IRS, $10 billion in both fiscal years 2024 and 2025. And it takes back the unspent money from COVID relief funds. It also loosens some environmental rules and temporarily adds work requirements for some social safety net programs, including food stamps.
Terrible policy. Absolutely terrible policy.
The chair of the Democratic Progressive Caucus voiced concerns about those new requirements.
I think it is really unfortunate that the president opened the door to this.
While a group of Republicans in the Conservative Freedom Caucus say the deal doesn't cut enough spending or reduce the deficit, Congressman Ralph Norman tweeted the deal was insanity, while his colleague Chip Roy colorfully called it a turd sandwich. Opposition on both sides gives the deal a narrow path to passage. It'll require votes from both sides of the aisle, but House leaders are voicing confidence they'll get it done.
I do expect that there will be Democratic support.
This is a good, strong bill that a majority of Republicans will vote for.
In Davenport, Iowa, emergency crews haven't said if anybody was killed after part of an apartment building collapsed early last night. WHBF-TV reporter Danielle Davis says they're still looking for survivors.
One of the main concerns is that the stability of the building may not still be intact because of the crash, and they're also worried about a secondary collapse. But we do know that 7 people were rescued from this building, but we still have several families that are unaccounted for.
Last night on the National Mall, tens of thousands turned out for the PBS Memorial Day concert. And as the U.S. remembers its war dead today, CBS's Skylar Henry tells us that living veterans are struggling with medical issues in their day-to-day lives.
Retired Marine Roger Brannon had every intention to still be on active duty. He completed 2 tours in Afghanistan and 1 in Iraq.
I thought I had a body of steel because I never got injured. And then you get this diagnosis.
The 52-year-old medically retired after being diagnosed with the neurodegenerative disease ALS. Research shows veterans are twice as likely to develop the debilitating condition compared to those who haven't served.
I'm not giving up. I never will. But it's still there in the back of your mind that your body's going away and you're losing muscles and you're losing the ability to do things that you love to do.
That's why Brannon is taking part in the Million Veteran Program. The goal of the Department of Veterans Affairs initiative is to learn more about how genes, lifestyle, and military exposure affect the health of service members.
To find new cures, new treatments, and diagnostic markers.
And it's not just ALS. Cancer, diabetes, heart disease, even mental health issues are under the microscope.
President Biden plans to speak with Turkey's newly reelected president tonight after his runoff win yesterday. President Erdogan's supporters are thrilled.
Today is our happy day. Our president has won. I feel like I'm going on a pilgrimage to Mecca.
Erdogan enters his third decade in power with 52% of the vote in that runoff, but it comes with major challenges, from out-of-control inflation to rebuilding after the earthquake that killed some 50,000 people. There are also new questions about Turkey's role in NATO. In Ukraine, the military says Russia has been shelling the capital of Kyiv in a rare daytime attack. North Korea is about to fire another warning shot to the West. Here's correspondent Elizabeth Palmer.
Japan says North Korea is planning to launch a satellite sometime in the next 2 weeks, which means a ballistic missile to carry it. Japan's prime minister said he would, with the U.S. and South Korea, call on Pyongyang not to launch another missile. Its trajectory is likely to pass close to Japan's southern islands, home to the largest U.S. airbase in the region. Elizabeth Palmer, CBS News, Tokyo.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move, or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
He was impeached by an overwhelming majority of his fellow Republicans in the Texas House over the weekend. Now Attorney General Ken Paxton's case goes to the state Senate. Here's reporter Chris Fox.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has 10 days to schedule the Senate impeachment trial. Now suspended Attorney General Paxton calling the House vote against him a politically motivated sham.
I look forward to a quick resolution in the Texas Senate where I truly believe the process will be fair and just.
The next question is, can Paxton's wife, State Senator Angela Paxton, be an impartial juror in the trial? Rice University's Mark Jones.
Participation by Angela Paxton in this trial will depend in large part on the rules that Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick crafts.
Ken Paxton previously served in the Senate. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
To say it's been a bad stretch at the home of the Kentucky Derby would be an understatement. Two more horses have been euthanized at Churchill Downs after sustaining injuries over the weekend, and that makes it 12 in the past month. Track officials say so far their surface expert has found nothing wrong with the track itself, but their investigation is ongoing. From horse racing to horse power, there's nothing quite like doing this for the first time.
Team Penske at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
The call on NBC Sports is Joseph Newmarket finally got his first Brickyard win in his 12th try. She's back, and she's the champ. Disney's live-action remake of The Little Mermaid is the Memorial Weekend box office winner, taking in nearly $96 million. Last week's top film, Fast X, slowed down quickly to finish waves behind at $23 million. Memorial Weekend is traditionally the start of summer blockbuster season at the movies.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you can have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
In Paris, the UN hopes to come up with an international agreement to end plastic waste. CBS's Linda Kenyon has a preview.
Some 175 nations pledged last year to agree by 2024
to a binding deal to end the pollution from largely fossil fuel-based plastics. Now they're being asked to okay the first outline of an agreement that could form the basis of the final draft. Among the ideas being discussed, a global ban on single-use plastic items. The meeting comes as the wealthy G7 nations last month committed to zero plastic pollution by 2040. The U.S. was one of the nations that signed on to that deal. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
In suburban Detroit, a woman has been arrested for spray painting a swastika on a synagogue along with a Ukrainian phrase. Police say she was hoping a Ukrainian militia group would get the blame. And that's the World News Roundup for Monday, May 29th, 2023. I'm Peter King, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.